Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the Amber May Show. I love that we are here together again on another episode because I am bringing you today Dr. Stella Emanuel. And you might remember her because of 2 or 3 years ago, she was standing at the Supreme Court steps with other doctors saying, hey, we have some prevention medicine for you with COVID, and trying to just share some truth about COVID. And they did it right in front of the Supreme Court steps. So join me today is Dr. Stella. And we're going to talk about a disease or a virus that just popped up in the United States. So find out what that is. And so you're going to hear that on today's episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. Like, share, and subscribe. Send us far and wide. If you believe in what I'm doing, consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com. Hit the donate button and donate whatever you think you can donate. Or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. I always bring more content in Telegram, so join us on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub. So I wanted to let you know about this election summit that's coming up August 16th and 17th. We've all been waiting for hope and a plan that secures our elections forever, but it all comes down to this. Day one, we're going to talk about hope. Day two, the plan's going to be revealed. This has never been thought of before, never been done before in world history. And everyone will embrace this plan no matter who they are or what party they believe in. Save our election platform immediately. But the only way this doesn't work is if we don't have millions of people watching. So right after this broadcast, I want you to go to lindellevent.com. Enter your referral code AMBER and you're going to receive a free gift online. So make sure you go to lindellevent.com, enter referral code AMBER to receive a free gift. So make sure you do that. Well, coming up right now is Dr. Stella. Like I told you, I have the one and only Dr. Stella Emanuel. Welcome to our program, Stella. I'm so excited to have you.
Always a pleasure, Amber. Always a pleasure to be on the show with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And there's something that just happened, which takes us all the way back to the beginning.
Yes.
When I first saw you at the steps of the courthouse. Tell me about that event that just happened.
We went back to the steps of the Supreme Court on the 30th anniversary. 2 days ago to tell the American people that we need justice and there need to be responsibility. So we had 100,000 signatures that had been signed by different people that were going to be delivered to Congress. But maybe 4 congressmen and a senator came and joined us. And we just spoke back to the nation. And as usual, I spoke about Jesus.
I love that about you, because at all the Reawaken tours, you are a physician and you could talk anything about health. But the one thing you always talk about at the Reawaken tour is about God and about Jesus and what God is doing in our nation right now. And I respect that a lot about you. So what has God been telling you about what's happening in our nation, what's in store for us in the future?
Amber, we are in the end times. So the reason why I take time to talk about the end times, talk about preparednesses, because, I mean, doctors are a dime a dozen. Any one of us up there can talk about spike protein and talk about the effects of the vaccine and talk about the Wuhan lab and all that crazy stuff. Any one of us can talk about that, but there are very few people that can tie all that with the Bible and get people prepared spiritually for what's coming. I do believe we're in the end times. July, we launched the central bank digital currency, Fed now. Right now, COVID is on the up. WHO said there's MERS in Middle East and Ebola somewhere in Africa and stuff. I just believe that as they are putting this stuff together, they are getting to a place where they'll be able to just when they have all their ducks in a row, then they will drop some other pandemic on us, lock us up, or they'll use climate change or something. Then they'll lock us up and then they'll try to get everybody jabbed. CDC put out a warning that COVID is on the rise. People are getting sick. People that took the jab, really, it's not working anymore. People should go and get a booster. I'm like, well, when do people realize that this is kind of like a little crazy?
Right.
You know, there was a guy on Twitter that is sick. She's like, oh my God, I feel so bad. I feel so sick right now. I would have preferred to be double boosted. I would have preferred to be jabbed and double boosted than to be where I feel right now. I said, if you were jabbed and double boosted, you'll be feeling this way, but you'll have it numerous times because, you know, vaccinated patients get COVID over and over. They get it and then they get it again, then they get it again, you know. Even people that hang around, I have a friend, a nurse, that the husband is jabbed and she's always sick.
I've noticed that too. And I've even noticed it with childhood vaccines. There's mm-hmm. physicians out there that have done studies within their own practice to show the unvaccinated versus the vaccinated. And those mm-hmm. pediatricians in their own practice, and I think mm-hmm. it was in Oregon, he uh-huh. found that the unvaccinated children were healthier than the vaccinated. Mm-hmm. His vaccinated had more ear infections, more infections.
Yeah, allergies.
Allergies, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I say, God.
And then you're right in autism and stuff like that. Yeah, I know.
Autism, especially, mm-hmm. yes, especially autism. I am grateful on one hand for this whole COVID thing and the jab because it woke me up. I was already on that verge of like, do I really trust? Because for a while, I was 100%. I am on board with vaccines. Like, vaccines mm-hmm. are humanity's
greatest. Are you kidding me? I'm a pediatrician. I've vaccinated a lot of people. I've vaccinated a lot of children, you know? I didn't know.
No, I didn't know either. And, mm-hmm. But I started hearing things quietly in the background from these moms and said, vaccines have caused injury to my kid. And then I'd go to the doctor like, oh, that's been debunked in studies. Come to find out, there's a lot of medical journals that have had faulty studies done in them. And then there's been no study from the CDC on the safety of vaccines from the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. Zero studies. At all, never been done. Then you come to find out some vaccines trials were only 5 days long. That's it, and they want us to all jab our kids. Mm-hmm. If a doctor put 75 vials of vaccines on a table and said, "Okay, I want to stick your 75 vaccines into your kid," mm-hmm. we would say, heck no, no way. They're really good about putting multiple vaccines in one syringe so that we don't feel like the alert, like, oh my God, they're doing something really dangerous.
It used to be when a child came and like at 2 months, they gave them Pentacell, which is like 5 vaccines. They got an average of about 7 vaccines in at their 2 month visit. You know, it's crazy. Now that I'm looking at, I always say that part of the thing that has really, like you said, right, what part of the thing that COVID has actually done is open all our eyes to the medical industrial complex. You know, for a while, as physicians, all we did was practice medicine and treat disease, right? It's woken me up to a place where I'm not just a doctor that practices medicine and treat disease. I've gone into wellness, you know, something, developed mm-hmm. some supplements and everything. You know them. You know my supplements. A lot of you take them. Develop supplements to keep people healthy, build their immunity. We have supplements right now that build your immunity against Ebola, against monkeypox, against COVID, against all the different kind of, you know, RNA viruses, whether it's COVID, whether it's MERS, whether it's, you know, we have things that have zinc. You know, quercetin is amazing. Quercetin is amazing because it opens the zinc channel. Zinc kills viruses. So we're developing this stuff right now. In fact, Amber, you know one of the biggest things that I'm doing right now? We're doing it from my country, from where I was born in Cameroon. My little sister, she's growing, we're developing medicinal herbs. So we have ginger, turmeric, we have moringa, we have mint and lemongrass, grown non-GMO from Cameroon, packaged in their factory and shipped to us.
Wow, so that's good.
It's coming. We have ginger and turmeric now, but moringa and lemongrass is coming and mint. And one day, this thing is so amazing because, you know, you're used to, you get a cold, you can't take cold medicine, you take some you know, NyQuil or one crazy stuff.
Right.
I had a cold once. We had been praying and screaming all night, you know, how that gets with AC and everything. So by morning, my voice was hoarse. I was feeling stuffy. I just did ginger and turmeric, mixed it in a cup of tea, put some honey in it. I drank it. By the next day, I was perfect. I'm telling you, this the nature has produced a lot of things for us already, and we just got really, really we got programmed in the medical school, yes. You know. So right. I'm not knocking all of medicine, because, you know, our right. team has taken care of over 150,000 patients, giving them ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, some for prevention, some for when they are really sick, and it's been an interesting time in the past 3 years. Just, and you know how it is, you feel like, you know, you were called and you don't know until something happens, and then you realize that this is what God prepared you for all your life, you know. Mm-hmm. So we've taken care of a lot of patients, and it's really been it's been a pleasure. It's been such an honor to just be like America's doctor, you know.
So I'm honored, yeah. Dr. Stella, because the first time I met you at our friend Clay's event, I couldn't believe where God was placing me. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm looking at the woman who I saw on television standing on the Supreme Court steps, and we're next to each other talking. Mm-hmm. I'm like, pinch me, like, this is insane. I can't believe this. Like, God, you are amazing with who you put me in and who you have me in circles with, yeah. because yeah. what you do, and I just bring people to you so you could do the healing. So you, because mm-hmm. right now, Dr. Stella, it is so scary out there with the medical yeah. kidnapping going on. And we saw it with adults yes. during COVID, but for a mm-hmm. long time, the children have been getting medically kidnapped they will have like pediatric doctors that are specialized in trauma that will misdiagnose on purpose and lie, and they steal these kids right from under the parents. And I've highlighted many episodes on my website mm-hmm. or on my program, and if you go to theambermayshow.com, you can find all the places where we broadcast our episode from. But I've been highlighting the medical kidnapping going on, and so it frightens me, especially with COVID. I was really scared. I went to my state legislator. I said, I am really terrified right now, because I'm scared if I say I don't want my kids jabbed, or I don't want to get jabbed, or I don't want to get the test, that someone might take my family away from me, my kids away from me. And I told him, I'm fearful of that. So, you know, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Mm-hmm. And meeting you and meeting the doctors on the Reawaken Tour have given me now a place where, like, my anxiety is lower. I know I have doctors I can trust and go to. And I recommend everyone going to drstellamd.com, set up a telemed appointment with her, get mm-hmm. your ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. She has so many wonderful supplements on her website. When you use my name, Amber May, you're going to save money there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Dr. Stella, I've been hearing on the peripherals that there's malaria going on. Is that?
Yes. That was weird. It happened like 3 weeks ago, and they found malaria in Houston and if I'm in Texas and in Florida, the two states where Bill Gates released his GMO mosquitoes. That's kind of weird. So, but the malaria that they found was Plasmodium vivax, where they call it. They have different kinds of what causes malaria is called Plasmodium. They have different kinds. The one they have falciparum, that is like the really, really deadly kind, gives you cerebral malaria, can kill very easily. But they have the vivax, which is not so deadly, although it can probably be deadly to somebody that has no exposure to malaria. For people that live in malaria endemic zone, they usually have some partial immunity to malaria. If I go to Cameroon right now, where I was born, I have to take malaria medicine to go, because if I catch malaria, it can kill me. So they have malaria vivax, and the good thing about it is that malaria, Plasmodium vivax is completely sensitive to hydroxychloroquine most of the time. You understand what I'm saying? So people don't have to worry if they have hydroxychloroquine. The second thing that happens is that people that have ivermectin, if you have ivermectin on board, it doesn't kill the malaria. So people are like, well, I have ivermectin, I don't have to worry about the malaria. No. The only thing is that when you have ivermectin on board, if the mosquito bites you, the ivermectin will kill the mosquito, because the mosquito is a parasite. So it will kill the mosquito. So it will kind of break the cycle. Because usually what happens in malaria is that the female Anopheles mosquito, it bites you. When it bites you, it injects like saliva into your skin, so that it can feed, because it feeds on blood. It's like a vampire or something. Then when it leaves from you and go bite somebody else, it injects saliva and then it feeds. So what it does that when it injects that saliva in you, it can inject the malaria bug. Because usually what happens, the malaria grows in the body of the human being, gets in the bloodstream, so that when that mosquito bites you, when malaria is floating through your bloodstream, you pick up the malaria. Then you go and develop into the salivary glands. It develops in the mosquito and goes into the salivary glands. So that when the mosquito goes to feed somewhere else, it can inject it in somebody else. That's how malaria is transmitted. If you destroy mosquito, there's no malaria.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.
Hey, everybody, this is Cash Patel, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, you with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20, maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So, but the female Anopheles mosquito is not indigenous to America. That is why we don't have malaria here. So when they started finding malaria, indigenous malaria, that's kind of like, it's a little scary, because that means, you know, something is happening out there. So, but I tell people, it's the same thing that I've been telling people for a long time. If you get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet, you don't have to be scared of malaria. You don't have to be scared of mosquitoes. You don't even have to be scared of COVID, flu, RSV, bird flu. They are all RNA viruses. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works with some steroids and some Zipac. They also had talk about MERS coming out of something. MERS is coming out of the Middle East. You don't have to be scared of MERS. MERS is a coronavirus. If treated early, it should respond to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. So that is what I'll tell people. Be prepared. Also stock up food, water, and everything, because we're going into really rough times. They are trying to use climate change as an excuse. All these heat waves that you see, they're trying to use climate change as an excuse to harass us. But eventually, they're going to find a way to lock us down and put us in 15-minute cities. They just want to control all of humanity, kill as many as they can. Something crazy is happening in Nigeria right now. They are trying to practically crash the Nigerian economy. People are starving. People are walking because they can't afford gasoline. Their gasoline prices have gone up almost 5 times. Food prices have gone up 5 times. People can barely survive in a country that already has, like, you know, a lot of a good 80% of them that are like living above below poverty level. It's a very gruesome thing that these demons are doing. But they don't mind. They don't care. They want to depopulate Nigeria. They want to depopulate us. They want to kill us. They want to depopulate us. So that's just, we just have to keep praying and just making sure that God watches over us. I tell people, if you look at Revelation 13, verse 16, it talks about that he causes all, the devil causes all, great, small, rich, poor, to take a mark on their forehead and on their hand and on the back of their hand, on the forehead. Without that mark, you're not going to be able to buy or sell. I do believe the mark is the CBDCs. UN has wants to create a CBDC compact where all banks in all nations will have central bank digital currency that can communicate with each other. In other words, there will be nowhere for you to hide, basically. So what they want, why are they doing that? They want to control humanity, and those that they don't control, they want to kill. So the thing with it is that these people are not that many. They are less than us. But human beings are just there's just a veil over the minds of people. So that's why we travel around and we talk, because we don't want people to have that, you know, that mentality that, you know, they can trust the government or trust our CDC or any of these three-letter words. People need to just wake up. But
Amazon One has a chip going into your hand where you can just pay with your hands. So yeah. Amazon One is participating in chipping your hand. Also, they're tied to Whole Foods. See, just swipe with your hand. So it is here. Dr. Stella is not wrong. It's here, and it is tied to the CBDC. Central bank digital currency, for those of you who don't know what the CBDC is. And they want to control everything. Yuval Noah Harari says they want to know everything by putting a chip under your hand.
And yes, he actually said that COVID was a time when surveillance went under the skin. Yeah, the government wants to know what's happening under our skin. They want to know what you go, where you shop, what you do, and what goes on under your skin. So this, they're not hiding it. They're telling us already. So it's really just time for the world to wake up and realize the times that we're in. I tell people, give your life to Christ, pray. The Bible says those that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Many people that have not given their life to Christ are going to be swept away. You know, so when I talk right now, I tell people, if people like, well, I'm Muslim, I'm Hindu, I'm, you know, I'm atheist, I don't believe in God, blah, 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 I just believe in America. We have made America God. A lot of us are just fighting for America, 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 but we've made America God. And if we don't stop making America God, we might find out that God will not help us until we start making him God, not just our nation. He can save us, he can deliver us, but I don't think it's going to happen, because people are not going to cry out to God, people are not going to turn back to God, and we are going to go through tribulation, and it's already started. And at the end of the day, like I said, the best thing people can do right now is give their life to Christ.
I 100% agree. Don't you think it's a little strange that the malaria started in Florida? Remember how Bill Gates, he created these mosquitoes, and I think it was in Florida, right?
And Texas, in Florida and Texas, yes.
So that's a little suspicious to me.
Isn't I know, it right? I call Bill Gates the Grim Reaper.
Man,
that guy is evil, you know.
Yeah.
But Fauci, I don't think. See, Amber, the truth about it is that these people are not humans. If you read in the book of in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 43, it talks about in the last days they were going to mingle themselves with the seed of man. That iron and clay were going to mingle. So as iron doesn't make clay, they shall mingle with the seed of man. They who. You know what I'm saying? So, and in the book of Matthew 24, it also says in the last days, it's going to be like in the days of Noah. What happened in the days of Noah? There was a mixed breed in the land. And the Bible says in Revelation 13, verse 14, that the devil will deceive those that are in the world, and they will create images or clones unto the devil. And the devil will have power to give breath to these clones or to these images, that they'll be able to speak and cause all that will not take the mark to be killed. So they are among us already. The Lord showed me this in 2011 when we went on a 100-day prayer program, praying for the nation, praying for revival. On day 99, these entities came in my dream. I saw them in my compound. I was beating them, and they told me, no, you can't destroy us. We are genetically modified human beings. It's not our time yet. When it's our time, we will manifest. In 2012, the Lord showed me to see people walking around. Some will be human, some will be non-human. So we're dealing with non-human entities. And Yuval Noah is saying it now, that the earth has been invaded by entities that are not human, that don't feel, and don't have any conscience, they don't feel. remember how
you well the merge of artificial intelligence is growing exponentially, and they are for they are really pushing this AI very hard.
Don't call it artificial intelligence, call it alien intelligence. That's what Yuval Noah calls it. Alien intelligence.
They want to merge man with machine. I mean, this is their ultimate goal. They,
that's what the Bible said.
Yeah, and Yuval Noah Harari says that they're using this as like a way to have life forever, that they think they can upload their consciousness and live forever. They think that we
can be God.
You don't need Jesus. You don't need that because Jesus is like, he can't save you, but this AI technology can, because you can upload your consciousness and live forever, and it's a salvation. I'm like, that's a pretty bold statement. And you
It's a deception. Elon Musk said it. Elon Musk said with synthetic RNA, you can reverse aging, you can change somebody into a freaking butterfly. And he himself says, you know, artificial intelligence or alien intelligence is summoning the demon. They know that. So they're saying it. So they're not hiding it. You know, when I was saying it, that we're dealing with entities that are not human, and then now Yuval Noah is like, Earth has been invaded by entities that are not human, and they don't have any feeling. They don't have any emotions. You know what I'm saying? These are non-human entities. And then he's saying that they are upgrading human to gods, and that the human beings are going to have like, they can produce bodies that, what is going to be the economy of the future is not going to be material stuff, but it's going to be bodies. So I mean, people just drop dead. The next thing, they clone them, and then you should watch things like the Sith Day, the Sith Day. It was a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and where he was cloned. They thought he had died. He had switched with somebody to go to a job. They thought he had died, and then they cloned him and brought a clone home to his wife. And his wife didn't even realize that he was a clone. He came home in the evening to see somebody like him inside his house. He was weird.
I remember that film. But also, remember, Arnold Schwarzenegger was in a movie called, I think, Junior, where he gave birth to a baby, a man being pregnant, giving birth to a baby. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I never
watched that. And then the Terminator. And did you know Skynet is in China? They have a technology there called Skynet. And what is the Terminator? It's a machine that wants to wipe out human beings. I mean, the movie.
I don't think they want to bring some machine to wipe out human beings. They just want to corrupt humanity.
Right.
If they corrupt humanity, it's going to be like in the days of Noah. Then God can have us. That is the devil's plan. The devil has packaged himself in this season like science and technology. And he wants to corrupt all of humanity. If he corrupts all of humanity, then Jesus can come back. And then he can keep this world and torment us for the rest of our lives. You know what I'm saying? Or torment us forever. But we know the end of the story. If you read the Bible, if you read Revelation all the way to the end, you realize that the devil doesn't win. Right now, he's doing all this craziness just to take as many people to him, with him to hell as possible. The Bible says in Revelation 12, I think 10, that, you know, the devil has come with great wrath because he has a short time. But we overcome by the blood of the Lamb in Revelation 12, 11. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony because we love not our lives unto God. So the way we're going to overcome is when we give our life to Jesus, turn to God, and we'll be able to overcome. And not only that, when we stop being afraid to die. It said Revelation 12, 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. The testimony of Jesus. And when we are not afraid to die. Many people, the devil is harassing people right now because they are afraid to die. If we stop being afraid to die, you know, then the devil can kill you because you're not afraid to die. And once you give your life to Christ, then there's no need for you to be afraid to die. Sometimes, Claire and I do a show all the time. Sometimes talking about this thing, I'm excited. She's like, but why are you laughing and excited about it? I said, because when we see all these things happening, you know our redemption draws nigh. These are exciting times. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know Christ, I feel horrible for them. And I pray for them and I ask them to give their life to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, if you don't remember anything, when the rapture happens, there's going to be an event coming in the next, God knows when, because we know the season, we're in this season, but we don't know the day and time.
Right.
So we don't know when this is going to happen, but there's going to be an event where Christians will be taken out of here so that God can destroy these demons. And when that happens, it's going to be the most horrendous day. People will be driving in big trucks and they would leave and the truck would just demolish all the cars in front of them. Planes will be flying and the pilot will leave and then the plane will crash. It's going to be a horrible day. The day of the Lord is going to be a day of terror. People's children will disappear and families will be looking for loved ones, you know. The nice wife that has been going to church praying for the adulterous husband, they'll be laying in the bed and the wife will leave. And then the husband will be there with his adulterous, thinking about his adulterous mistress, crying, where is my wife? You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a horrible, horrible day. It's going to be a day of terror. And when that happens, that's when the Antichrist will come into full force and declare himself God and start telling people that he will bring peace. Then people will start agreeing with him. They will probably say a lie that the Christians that have disappeared were like the haters, and you know, or they'll probably fake an alien abduction or something, they'll call something. And then, you know, then when people think that, okay, they have peace, that they'll take the mark, and then that is when he would really, really deal with the world, you know.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. I'm doing this video because I get a lot of inbox messages, Facebook, on Twitter, and even on Gap and everything, just people asking me what to do about COVID long symptoms and also those that are vax injured. So we made a few products. One of them is COVID Light. COVID Light is an electrolyte. It has all the vitamins and minerals that you need. On top of that, it has things like elderberry. It has pomegranate. It has resveratrol. It has a CoQ10, black cumin. It has a lot of antioxidants and minerals and that can help you to detox. And also have COVID cleanse that was actually created for that. It has milk tea. So these things will help you detox and also help you to deal with the inflammation that comes with this. For those that are having COVID long symptoms, we recommend this. Do the 4-day detox and take COVID Light. We've seen a tremendous, you know, success with that. For those that are having a vax injury, we include all three of these COVIDites, and then we also tell them do a telemedicine appointment, get some ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and take it before you start the products. We've seen a lot of success with all this. So go on our website, drstellamd.com, use the promo code right here. You don't need to deal with COVID long symptoms. We can help you with vax injury to be able to help deal with the spike protein disease that is going on. Anyway, God bless you, and go on our website, drstellamd.com. Like I say, use this promo code right here on the screen and you'll get a discount. Thank you.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Greg Locke and you are listening to the Amber May Show.
Are you getting tired of woke companies trying to destroy our country and strip off us all of our freedoms? Big Mobile is no exception. In fact, we should be calling them Woke Mobile. Did you know that Big Mobile gives tens of millions of dollars each year to organizations that are trying to take away the very freedoms that you and I are working so hard to defend? It's time to do something about it. So here's the good news. Do you have a choice in the matter, and is there an alternative? Well, Patriot Mobile is the America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best in nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and an exceptional 100% base customer support. So Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar they earn to conservative organizations that fight for our freedoms. They support organizations like First Liberty, Turning Point USA, Susan B. Anthony List, the NRA, Folds of Honor, Students for Life of America, and many more. And this year, they're going to give more than $1.5 million to conservative causes. And with your help, they aim to double that next year. So the time is now. Our votes are no longer enough. We must stand together and support other like-minded companies and share our beliefs and values. Your cell phone is one way we can stand together against the fight of the left and help make America great again. So Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. So if you want to learn more, go to patriotmobile.com/amber. That's patriotmobile.com/amber and use promo code AMBER at checkout. You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
But then God is going to come and destroy him. God will come and destroy the Antichrist and remodel this world. And we'll live happily ever after here on earth. We're not going to live in heaven. We're going to the rapture. We're going to go wait with God, with Lord Jesus in the clouds in heaven. And then after the craziness is finished, we're going to come back on earth and live happily ever after. Mm-hmm. The Bible says in the book of Jude that seven from Adam, Enoch, said the Lord is coming with his 10,000 of his saints. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, it's going to be good. But my thing is between now and when the Lord comes, many people are going to die. In Revelation 9, they lose the angels and the Euphrates, and it kills about one third of the population. In Revelation 6, which is already happening right now, the jab, war, famine, everything is going to kill about another one quarter of the population. So at the end of the day, about half the population of the world is going to die. So I tell people, be prepared to die. If you be prepared to meet your God, do not be afraid. And then one of the last things I tell people is be spiritually prepared, right? As we're talking about, but also be physically prepared. Get your medicines. You don't want to die from your high blood pressure and you die in your house because you don't want to go to the hospital. You didn't have your medicine. You have to take the mark to get your medicine. You don't want to take the mark, so you know you don't have your medicine. So go on our website. We have several things we're doing right now. We have seven prescription medicines you can get in an emergency. See the emergency prep. You can get seven prescription medicines that can have antibiotics to cover different parts. Like maybe throat infections, chest infections, stomach infections, urine infections, skin infections. We have that. And then we have the COVID Complete Pack, which gives you hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, Z-Pack, and a nebulizer, a handheld nebulizer that you can charge in a power bank. And then we have, you can also get med refills. You can get like a one-year refill on your regular medication. So we have this medical prepping that we're doing right now to help people be prepared in case things get crazy, you know. And we have the pandemic prep pack. The pandemic pack is actually over the counter. You can buy it on our website. It has something for monkeypox, pox defense. It has COVID Vites that has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin that covers like the flu, RSV, COVID, you know, MERS, and all these other RNA viruses. It has something, it has a Viral Immune Plus that can help to build immunity against Ebola. It has potassium iodide in case we get nuked. It has Covilite. Covilite is really great. Covilite and COVID Cleanse. We give it for people that are having COVID long symptoms, and we also give it for people that need detox from the vaccine. So if you buy the pandemic prep pack on our marketplace, you know, put it in your medicine cabinet. So get this stuff, get your medicine, put it in your medicine cabinet. Don't wait till you get sick. Then get food, stock up food, water, you know, charcoal grill, flashlights, solar generators if you can afford it. Just make sure that if something happens, if you get locked up in your house, you can survive in your house for however long that it will take. The tops that it will take is 3.5 years, but make sure that you can survive in your house for at least a year or plus, you know, because if things get rough, of course, you're not going to eat all your food all the time, but at least stock up food that you can feed you and your family and some to spare for a neighbor that will show up begging for food, because it's going to come. The Lord showed me this vision, and I had a vision. I saw like people just lined up Forever Soup Kitchen. People were just lined up, miles and miles of people with bowls begging for food, you know. And then recently, about a month ago, the Lord showed me another vision. This one, I saw people line up in Nigeria, lining up to go and take the jab. Not the jab, sorry. Go and take the evil thing. They were lining up because they were starving, so they were lining up. I don't know what the government was giving them in exchange, but they had to take the evil thing. So I look at them, I said, oh my God, look at them. They're lining up to go take the evil. Then I saw people in Europe lining up, or European people lining up. So I know that at the end of the day, like they said in a video, one of the people said, if you are giving $2,000 a month in CBDC on your hand, many people will take it. You hear about universal basic income, universal basic income. They're going to bring that universal basic income in CBDC, and it's going to be a mark on your hand eventually. So everybody needs to wake up. They have 2025 as their flagship time to make sure that everybody's digitalized. All our systems are digitalized, because they want to make sure that by 2030, they should have, you know, their agenda should be full. King Charles just rang the clock for 2030 when, you know, we will own nothing and we'll be happy. When they will reduce the carbon footprint to like 1.5 or something, which is impossible. So 15-minute cities are coming. There's just a lot coming. I just know that these are the times that we're in, and we should just believe God that he will take care of us as long as we give our hearts to him. And we don't need to be afraid. I tell people, just be prepared. Don't be afraid.
I agree with you. And what I'm showing you right now is a resource page at the AmberMayShow.com. You hit the resource page, go to Smart Cities, 15-Minute City CBDC, and you're going to come to this page. And I've compiled a lot of information for you guys to look at, some videos for you to listen to, some articles for you to find, some other commentaries. And I encourage you to spend some time in looking this over, because this is here, just like Dr. Stella said, the FedNow program just launched, which is the first part of the CBDC. So it's really, really important that you guys understand what's going on so that we can fight back. I love what Dr. Stella says about being prepared. I totally agree with that 100%. Preppers, it's a smart idea to prep. You know, you just never know. What if none of this happens, but you lose your job? Okay, well, now you have food, or you just never know what that or will be, but at least you're prepared with medicine and food. So you're not panicked and falling for all the fear mongering, because what we have learned from the last couple years is fear is the biggest tool that they have. And what God tells us over and over and over and over again in the Bible, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Because he knows the enemy's biggest tool is fear. And God says, be of power and love and a sound mind. And God says, give us today our daily bread. So Jesus teaches us that every day we should ask God, give me what I need today to survive. And he will do miracles, and he's done miracles in the Bible. And if he's done miracles in the Bible, he's going to be doing miracles for you, because God is not a respecter of person. He won't just do it for Dr. Stella and not do it for me. He's going to do it for Dr. Stella and for me. God says the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So God is a provider. Jehovah Jireh, I think, is God is our
Jehovah
provider.
Jireh, yes.
So this is good information. So go to the AmberMayShow.com, hit the resource tab, go to the smart cities, and you get some more information on that. Now, when you're at Dr. Stella's website, getting prepared, getting some hydroxychloroquine, given ivermectin, Dr. Stella just told us that COVID on the rise. Now we're hearing stuff about malaria. They're not going to stop with the pandemics. They're going to keep trying and keep trying and keep trying. Go get your ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, set up a telemed appointment with Dr. Stella. When you're there, use promo code Amber May, and you're going to save some money.
Yes, it saves you some money. That's true. And you know, Amber, we are about to, are you going to be in Las Vegas? We're going to be in Las Vegas. Yes, in the end of, you know, go to timetofreeamerica.com and register and come see us in Las Vegas. We're going to be, all of us are going to be there speaking truth, you know, just, you know, and increasing our carbon footprint.
So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, August 25th and 26th, we're going to be in Las Vegas, the city of sin. We're going to be in Las Vegas.
We're going to bring fire to it. Bring revival fire to the sin city.
It's going to be amazing. Dr. Sella has been on several of the Reawaken tours. I've been on many of them. And you know what I love about what Clay has done?
Yes,
we're going to learn about medical freedom. Yes, we're going to learn about political freedom. Yes, we're going to learn about all these areas of influence. But the main thing he wants this Reawaken to do is bring people back to God. That's the main focus.
Yes. Like he used to say that as a sneak attack.
It is a sneak attack. He's right. Yes. Roseanne Barr is going to be there. We're going to have Alex.
Yeah, Roseanne is going to be there. Yes.
That's going to be really cool. And then Cash Patel is going to be Lara Trump
and Eric Trump and everything. You know, we also have a monthly revival program. If you go on our website, look under Better Ranch. We're having people come to the ranch to pray. A lot of people, one of the things that's happening to a lot of the patriots is that they are getting spiritually attacked. This battle is not a physical battle, it's a spiritual battle. But a lot of the patriots are fighting this battle in the physical only. So if you go, you know what I'm saying? So there are a lot of people that are getting demonic attacks. They are getting all kinds of attacks. They don't know how to deal with it. So, and then some people are just weary and tired. So we have this monthly revival program conference that people should go on our website, register and come for it. It usually is every month. The month of September, we're setting that month aside. We're going to do 30 days of round-the-clock prayer, praying for the nations, praying for revival, praying for the veil to come off the minds of people, praying against these demons and what they are doing. So go on our website, click on the Bethel Ranch tab, get come and pray, come and get refreshed, come and get renewed, and come and learn how to pray. Because that's one of the things that we do. We teach people how to pray, how to really just pray and fight for themselves, you know. And like I said, if you don't listen to whatever I was saying right now about prayer, about Jesus, when things get rough, call on the name of Jesus. The Bible says, whosoever calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. So just as get to screaming, Jesus save me, and he will save you. And when the rapture happens, just scream, Jesus save me, if you've not believed, you know. So we're saying this thing now so that people that are listening to it that don't really respond right now, we're sowing a seed. As things get rough, people are going to turn to God. Even now, and by a lot of people are turning to God, we just want them to not just turn to God and his word, and turn to Jesus for real, not one foot out and one foot in.
I totally agree with you. So, Dr. Stell, I want to thank you so much for being on our show today. I appreciate your time. I'm just so grateful to know you. You know, God made you for such a time as this, and I couldn't be more grateful to know you for such a time as this. So God bless you, and thank you for all the hard work you're doing to try and help people be free, know Jesus, and be healthy. I appreciate you very much.
Let me pray before we leave. Can I?
Yes, please. Yeah, that'll be great.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone listening to the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord, for tearing the veil of their minds, that they will see the glorious light of the gospel. I thank you for breaking the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And thank you, Lord, for exposing, oh God, what these people are doing, so that people will begin to see them for what they are, oh God, and they will turn against them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for opening the hearts of people and bringing them to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, just take control of our nation. Have mercy on us, oh God. Let your mercy just speak on behalf of the church. Wake up the church, even in this season. And Lord, I pray that you will take away all these wolves in sheep's clothing that are deceiving the flocks in the church, oh God, and start giving them pastors after your own heart in the name of Jesus. I pray for the patriots, Lord, that you will protect them and watch over them and draw their hearts to you. I pray, Father, that there will be unity even in the fight, that people will not be fighting and shooting friendly fire against each other. King of glory, I thank you. I pray for Amber, Lord, and everyone that is standing and with the information war, Father, that you will just promote their voice even louder in the name of Jesus. I pray for this nation, Lord, that you will show us mercy. You will show us mercy. You show humanity mercy, oh God, and don't let these demons destroy us. King of glory, we give you praise. You are God, and by you, we submit to your will, oh God, and to everything that you are, Lord Jesus. King of glory, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, so go to drstellamd.com. Go to drstellamd.com. Use promo code AmberMay. Be prepared, not scared.
Yes, and we will all see you guys in Las Vegas at the Reawaken America Tour. See you then.
God bless you.
So next we'll hear from Dr. Stella Emanuel, I think a woman who does not need much introduction to the American people. Dr. Emanuel.
Hello, America. I stand here one more time 3 years after I stood here with Simone and the rest and told the world that COVID was treatable and we did not have to die. Of course, you know what happened? They actually just attacked me. They tried to destroy me. I'm a woman of science and a woman of the spirit. As a minister of the gospel, they attacked my ministry and everything. But I'm here again to tell the American people, after my team has taken care of over 150,000 patients, and we have seen people live, that nobody needed to die. But my question right now is not just what has happened in the past, it's who is going to be accountable for those that died. Who's going to be accountable for people's family members? I travel around this country speaking, waking up people to the truth of this evil, these demons that want to destroy humanity. And I see people crying, telling me how their family members died in the hospital. A guy was drinking and just crying. They killed my sweetheart of over 40 something years. Let me tell you something. America, we have to wake up, because they are not done with trying to destroy us. COVID was a Trojan horse for the jab, or what I call gene therapy, because it is not a real vaccine. And the gene therapy vaccine, or whatever they call it, is a Trojan horse for human 2.0 and continual and total totalitarian control of all of humanity. So I'm not here right now to just remind you guys that we have to stand and fight, but to say that the battle that we're fighting is not just a physical battle. I know it's good to fight in Congress. I know it's good to fight in the streets. I know it's good to fight in the medical sciences. I know in politics and everything that we do, but we are dealing with a spiritual battle. We're dealing with entities that have taken authority and decided that they're going to destroy humanity. When I said this before, they call me a kook because, well, you know what? You believe in God. I'm telling you these days, if you don't believe in God and you don't decide that, it's going to be even crazier for humanity. They are trying right now to get to a place where they can control all of us. We've taken care of so many patients. We've seen people alive. We've seen people that call me from the hospital till today. They have not changed what they do in the hospitals. They still give people remdesivir, intubate people, and they still die. Till today, they have not changed the protocol. Till today, they are still saying hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin doesn't work. It is time for the American people to stand up. It's time for every one of us to take control of your life. Find somebody that's going to take care of your family in case you end up in the hospital. Things are going to happen. I'm sure they're going to have other viruses and crazy stuff coming before the next election. Do not comply. Do not take another jab. Do not take another thing that they're going to inject in your body. Remember, America, this battle is not just a physical battle. So fight it in the physical. Fight it in the courts. Fight it in everywhere that we fight it. But we're going to win this battle when we fight it with God, when we bring Jesus into the battle. And that is the only thing I'm going to say to the American people right now. We will win. There's going to be a great reset, y'all. The great reset is not going to be done by Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah, and all those crazy people. I call them demons or AIs or whatever. The great reset is going to be done by God. So today I'm telling the American people, your fight should be both ways, in the physical and in the spiritual. And God bless you. We will win when we turn to God.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.